Hi, my name is Karen, and I met Kaya Usher in January of this year here in San Diego. She came to San Diego, and truly my life is forever changed. In the last 8 months, what I can say is my life now is free. Well, free to be, like she says, and I'm just basically in every moment in a state of ease and grace and simplicity. And I no longer have voices in my head. I don't work really hard to figure out what to do anymore. My life is basically very easeful and graceful. I know what to do in every moment. I know where to go, what to do, what to teach, who to talk to, who to help, who not to talk to, what to do and what not to do. So it really does simplify your life when you really understand who you are. And that's what she's really helped me with. I'm a life coach, and I help people with trauma, with physical and emotional trauma. I also teach Kundalini yoga and breathwork and meditation. I teach dance. And her work has helped me so much in everything that I do now. I am just so much more efficient and effective in everything that I do. All my students and clients are having amazing transformations in my classes. And when I assist people one-on-one, they're just able to release things so much easier and in such a beautiful way. And probably, I would say almost 30% now, or maybe more, of my students are also following Kaya. So that's so helpful. So we have a mastermind group, a powerful collective consciousness in my class. So that's what's really, really, really allowing these major transformations. So really, I'm so grateful. It's just changed my life in such a beautiful, beautiful way. And I also wanted to And I've become so much more patient and loving. I live with my mom. She's 90 years old. She's an incredibly brilliant, talented, and very artistic visionary. And she's had a couple of sessions with Kaya. And I have to tell you about the last sessions she had, because this is unbelievable for someone who's 90 years old. She had her 90th, we had a huge 90th birthday party. And the next day she went into a state of depression, you know, after everybody left, and she wasn't getting any attention anymore. And she thought she was 90 and closer to death. So I told her she needed to have a session with Kaya, and she did. And Kaya could not have been more perfect with my mom. The question that she asked my mom and the thing she explained to my mom about death was so beautiful. I mean, it was so appropriate and so beautiful. She also talked about reincarnation, because my mom had a big fear about that. And then she did a healing for my mom, and what happened next is miraculous. I had to leave, but we told my mom to rest if she could. So she did. She went out in our backyard. We have a beautiful little patio with a creek going down. So my mom never sits out in the back. She doesn't meditate, although she does listen to meditations she has with me. But she sat there for, she told me, 2.5 hours by the creek. She was glued to her chair, and the trees, she said the trees turned gold and they were glistening at her. So evidently she got into that beautiful blue space. Thank heavens, thank heavens. And it's totally changed her life. This was about 4 weeks ago. And when I got home that afternoon, she explained that to me. And then since then, for 4 weeks, my mom has been on fire with energy and motivation, and because she got rid of that fear of death. So, because that can just, you know, hold us back like tremendously, or it was for my mom. So before her healing, she was really active for 90. Really, she's like, more like a 70-year-old. She was already in a performing tap dancing group. She sings in choir. She goes to jazzercise. She goes to yoga. She paints. She's an artist. She does all kinds of art. She's a master gardener. She's just amazing. And, but after the healing, that afternoon, when I got home, she said, can you help me? I want you to help me. I have a new project. She wants to write her second children's book with my two great nieces. And, they're 13 and 11. They're going to write the verbiage of the book, and my mom's going to do the art work, and they're going to collaborate on that. My mom has always hated technology. She hates computers and phones, of course, because she's 90 and she never learned that. So, but that day she said, I want you to teach me how to take pictures on my iPad. I'm going to take pictures of underwater animals because it's going to be a sea story. My niece is going to be a mermaid. And she goes, I want to email them to the girls so we can get started on our book. And then, so we got that done in like 10 minutes. Normally, those kind of projects with my mom usually take like 2 hours because she wants to push the buttons. She always wants to do everything. It's crazy. So, so that got done in about 10 minutes. Then she picked up her ukulele and started playing the ukulele. She has not touched her ukulele for over 2 years. She played the ukulele for a couple of hours. Then she put that down. She went to the piano and she started playing the piano. No, come on. And it hasn't quit. It's gone on for 4 weeks. And these are her new projects. Get this. We live in an over 55 community, and we have a community center with tons of activities and stuff. We have a beautiful shuffleboard room, and now they have a club that gets together on Friday nights. My mom is in the shuffleboard club. Stop it. And now we have a jam group that gets together on Mondays, and everyone brings their instruments, all the musically inclined people bring their instruments, or if they just sing, they come to sing and they jam. And she's 90 and she's jamming with this group. So, and then yesterday she told me about this new project. This is hilarious. Here we have a over 90s club for people over 90. Well, my mom refuses to be in the club because she's not really like a 90-year-old. So she won't belong to the club, but they've asked her to teach painting to the club. So she's going to, and I'm going to help her, and we're going to teach a painting class to the over 90s club. So, I mean, I'm just lit up about that. Because it's so beautiful, and she's just becoming so alive. So I just wanted to share that too. And her body's healthier. She's sleeping better. I don't hear about all her complaints so much, you know, about not pooping and not being able to eat this and blah, 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 whatever, you know, 90 when you're 90. And just everything has improved. So I'm so grateful, because as you can imagine, that has improved my life 100% by my mom improving. And then last, I just want to tell you that probably about, I don't know, around 30 of my students, clients, friends, and family have had sessions with Kaya now, maybe more. And it's growing really rapidly, like more. As I awaken, more and more people are coming to me, and I refer all of them to Kaya, because everyone could use a recharge with Kaya. So it's what I want to say is she's helped so many people with so much trauma, drama, fear, health issues, body issues, emotional issues, head trauma issues, abuse issues, several abuse issues, addiction issues. And what I can say is for all of them, it's been a game changer, every single one. So Kaya, thank you so much for helping all of us to be free to be. Thank you so much.